Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Ahalas, Perik Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Elu, the following things, metamen b'maga u'b'masa, ve'enon metamen b'oil. Remember, a mes could be metama in possibly three ways. Maga means direct contact with the mes. Masa means carrying without necessarily touching. And oil means being in the same oil, under the same roof. We'll learn a lot more about that, B'ez Hashem, in subsequent Mishnayos of this Masechta. But as we have already seen, not every Tumas Meis has all three. So Zakta Mishnah, for example, Elu, Metama B'maga B'masa, these are Metama through touching and carrying, but Ve'enon Metama B'oil, they would not be Metama B'oil. They are as follows. Etzem, the bone of a mess that is as large as Kisa Oira, like a barley. The Batanur explains as follows. Legabe Tumas Oil, the Pasuk says, V'chela She'yiga Be'etzem Adam. But in regard to Tumas Maga, the Pasuk says, Valanegeya ba'etzem. So again, in regard to Tumas oil, it says, V'chala sh'yiga be'etzem odom. When it comes to touching, however, it just says etzem. So we learn that when it comes to Tumas oil, it has to be the type of etzem where you can tell it is shel odom. As opposed to the bone that's metamba b'maga, you don't have to be able to tell it comes from an odom. If it's as big as a soira, as a barley, that's enough. It's metama b'maga, as well as masa. Masa is learned from maga, but not tumas oil. So once again, elu metama b'maga b'masa, the following are metama, through touching and carrying, but ain't a metama b'oil. Etzem kisoira, a bone that is the shear of a barley. Second item in the Mishnah, the eretz ha'amim. This is any piece of earth from outside of Eretz Yisrael. The Chacham regards the Tumah on the lands that are outside of Eretz Yisrael, because at any point there could be a person buried. Now the Batanur explains, our Mishnah is talking about a clod of earth that came from Chutz Laretz and it was brought into Eretz Yisrael. That's Metamba B'magu B'masa, because of a chashash that maybe inside there is a bone that is the size of a Sa'ira. But it's not Metamba B'ayil. Because even if it did have a bone the size of a Sa'ira, that wouldn't be Metamba B'ayil. How do we know we're talking about a piece of earth that came from Chutz Laretz into Eretz Yisrael? Maybe it's talking about someone who stam left Eretz Yisrael. And the answer is because the Chacham regards their tuma even in the ear space, even in the avir of Eretz Anu. So if someone steps out of Eretz Yisrael, he's automatically tame, even without Mago Masa, even if he was riding on a horse. So if you're telling me Mago Masa, it must mean that we're talking about earth that was brought into Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so we have Etzem Kesair, we have Eretz Amim. The list continues of things that are Metame B'Mago B'Masa, but not B'Oil. Third thing on the list, Ubeis HaPras. Beis HaPras is a field where somehow there was a cave here and it was plowed. That means that the bones of the mace broke and it was plowed into the ground. That's called the Beis HaPras. Pras means Prusa, broken up. Like the Navi says, as the Batanur quotes it, Halay forois l'ro'ev lachmecha. That's a pasuk in Yeshaya. On that day, you will break off a piece of bread and give it to someone who's hungry and he doesn't have what to eat. So poros means to break off. Beis HaPras means that it broke. You plowed through the bones. Number four, the list continues of things that are metame b'mago b'masa and not b'oil. Now, be'emes Beis HaPras, let me just tell you that midrash, it's not tame at all. Because the plow machine would have l'chayra broken it up to less than the size of a seira. But the chachamim were geyser. Then it should be metame b'mago b'masa because maybe just one piece of bone was left that is the size of a seira. Someone's going to go there, he may touch it or move it from its place. Okay, fourth item on the list, that's metame b'mago b'masa and not b'oil. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Aver min ha-meis, a limb from a meis, the Aver min ha-chai, as well as a limb from a live person, she'ein alein basa karoi, that does not have basa karoi, doesn't have enough flesh on it. What does it mean, basa karoi? So like we learned earlier, that means, had this been still connected to a live person, had the person been alive, there was enough basa for it to heal. If it doesn't have basa karoi, it's not called etzem adam, and it's not metamba b'oil. It is just metamba b'mago b'masa. Fifth item on the list. That's metamba b'mago b'masa, not b'oil. Hashidra v'hagulgoyles shechasaru. Spine and a skull that's missing something. We learned before that the shidra and the gulgoyles is metamba b'oil, even if there's no basar on it at all. But that's only if they're whole. If the spine or the skull is missing something, it's like any other bone, and it's metamba b'mago b'masa and not b'oil. Freik de Mishnah, kamahu, chesroin b'shidra. How much has to be missing from the spine so it shouldn't be considered whole? B'shami, I mean the B'shami say, shtei chulyos, two vertebrae. B'silla, I mean the B'silla say, afil chulya achas, even one. Ubagul goyles, how much has to be missing from the skull to say that it's only metamba b'mago b'masa and not b'oil? B'shami, I mean the B'shami say, kimoli makdeach. Makdeach is a drill. So the B'shami say a skull is considered missing if it's missing the size of a hole that's made by a drill. U'b'shillam, whereas the B'shill say, k'day sh'yinatel menachai v'yamas, that the skull is considered missing where we are Mishayim. Had this been a live person, actually it was once a live person, had you taken this amount, that would have caused his neshama to leave him. And that's less than the size of a hole. Be'eza makdeach amru, what type of a drill are you talking about? The different types of drills. Right? You order a drill, it comes with all kinds of bits. Big holes, little holes. So here too we have a machlokes. Reb Meir holds bekotan, the small drill, shel roifim that doctors use. Divrei Reb Meir. The chachamim say, bagodel, shel lishka. The big drills that we find in the lishka and the Beis HaMikdash. That's a kula. So quickly, chazing over, what's metamba b'mago b'masa, not b'oil? A bone the size of a sa'ira. Two, Eretz Ha'amim. Earth brought from Eretz Ha'amim to Eretz Yisrael. Three, Beis HaPras, that's a caver that was on a field and was plowed through. Four, an aver that does not have enough basar on it, that comes either from a mess, even from a chai. Five, you put them into one category. A spine and a skull that is missing something. If it's whole, it is metama b'oil. How much does it have to be missing here? We have a machloikis. B'shami say two vertebrae on the spine. So let's say even one when it comes to the skull. The B'shami say the size of a hole made by a drill. And the B'sil say no, even less. The size of what it would take for an neshama to leave a guf if we took this part of the skull out. It's a very small amount. According to the B'shami, you say the size of a drill, what type of a drill? The Meir holds a small one that the doctors use. The Chachamim say no, even the big one that was used in the Lishka, Chazal were Mashiach, that is the same size as the coin, Punyan.